Case number 9508, Christine Davis, north of Route 1, north of Tulip Drive, being lot one within Dutch Acres Development, a variance for side yard and rear setback requirement.
Good evening, members of the board. My name is Bill Schaub. I'm here on behalf of Christine Davis, and I would very much like to thank you for moving my hearings in front. I would like to ask the indulgence of those in whom I was moved in front. I will try to be quick. This hearing is due to the fact that my client signed a contract to buy her home, as is typically the case. A survey was done just before she bought the home, and that survey showed that a house which had been there since 1981 was 1.5 feet too close to one of the side yards. In this case, it is too close to a road. Should be 10 feet, it's 8.5 feet. Again, it's been there 25 years. The people who sold the home to Ms. Davis were the people who built the home. They said, as far as they know, they probably didn't have a survey done when the home was placed. I think it was a modular home. There's really no way to correct that particular problem by cutting a foot and a half off the house. The second variance in this case is for the rear shed that is 4.6 feet too close to the line. And I understand that the board is not... does not look favorably upon requests regarding movable buildings, but in this case, it had to be the sellers to my client put the shed in. They also built, because of, I think, a physical problem of the husband, built a ramp, a concrete ramp going up to this shed. So while the shed itself could be moved, there would then be a concrete ramp sitting in the backyard leading nowhere. And it is merely because of that ramp. In fact, when we first did this, my client said, she would just move the shed. And then she looked more closely at her shed and saw that this ramp was there. And that is the only reason we're asking for the variance on the shed. Both of these structures have been here many, many years without objection. And certainly does not adversely affect any surrounding property owners, and for that reason would be very difficult, as I said, to correct. And for that reason, I would ask on this hearing that both variances be granted.
So that's obviously a CO was issued.
Seeing my little notes. I'm not sure. I usually put little notes on here if I checked it.
Yeah, that's good.
And I'm not sure if it had. I would say most likely.
I know the county record showed that the building permit was pulled. The house was built in 81, but I did not.
81 is too soon for computer.
I didn't confirm the date of a CO.
Should we assume the permits were obtained for the sheds or not?
Well, I've lived in Sussex County a long time. That would probably be relating to sheds would probably not be the world's best assumption to make. And the seller, honestly, was an elderly woman, and she didn't remember we asked all these other questions.
So your client would have no problem obtaining a permit just for the record?
No problem.
Okay. Are there any other questions from members of the board?
No.
Mr. Miller? Hearing no, no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we table case number 9508 to our next regular meeting, at which time it can be determined if CO was issued for the house and permits for the shed.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson. that we table case number 9508 to our next regular meeting, which will be on June the 19th, to see if the permits were issued for the shed as well as a CO. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Excuse me.